everyone out there doing the Simplex Net. Thanks for your participation. No reason to stop now, but I will stop calling details and notice of the Simplex Net. There's no reason for you to stop. Keep enjoying that. Have conversations if you want to give it a try and you're just joining us for the traditional 2-meter net. Well, what we're doing tonight in the Simplex Net is we're turning our radio over to 146.520. That's 146.520. And trying to see who we can reach without a repeater on the mountaintop. If it were to become necessary, who can you talk to in the neighboring region without the intervention of a mountaintop antenna repeating all of your signals? It's harder, it's noisier, and sometimes it doesn't work really well. But if you want to give that a shot, go ahead and do it. Now is the time. I'm going to start the Blue Ridge 2-meter net here in just 1 minute. Stand by. This is KQ4 WHN. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. That's KQ4. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Just a couple of announcements that I'm going to throw out there so everybody's aware of it. We've got Stephen, who brought to our attention that GARS Fest, that is the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society Ham Fest, coming up this Saturday, January 10th, starting at 9 a.m. in Greenwood. It's going to be available, or you'll be able to find it at the Vermont Technical College, and that's on South Emerald Road in Greenwood. Again, the doors open at 9 a.m., and they've got door prizes galore. It's a $10 admission fee, and you can learn more about it by going to whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. That's whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. Or you can search GARS Fest. It comes up pretty readily. No need to write all that stuff down. But GARS Fest coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. A little further down the road, well, we've got Winter Field Day, and Winter Field Day is where you either from your house or from a remote location or from, well, even the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society gonna be out there, and all of the details for the club activity is going to be on the website at brars.cc. You can find that under the news section or the events. Not hard to find when you get there. But Winter Field Day is coming up January 24th and 25th. It's more of an HF adventure, but it is good to just kind of get up in the field, set up your equipment, see what works, what doesn't work, what might be possible to do, and what maybe you need to do better. I've done a couple of field days, both the winter and the field day that doesn't have to do with the season. So that one was in the heat of South Carolina, and I'll just say that I'm not a fan of being in the hot. So I'm going to go out to the winter field day with the Blue Ridge Club, and we're going to see what we can get done there. Worst case, I'll just find a city park and go set up and look strange to all the folks that are walking their dog. January 24th and 25th, so mark your calendars for that. All right, folks, let's go ahead and get some folks in the logbook. We're going to start off with our friends here that are in the website pre-net check-in. Stand by, and I'll get those taken care of. And then we'll work our way around the RF and the Echolink stations. So we're going to begin our roll call. And just to let you know, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, location, and just let us know whether you're going to hang around for the Rack Chew portion, whether you got comments, announcements, questions. Well, we take them all here. All right, stand by. Let's get the folks in the pre-net check-in done, and then we'll work our way around. In tonight via the website, I've got KC4BLT, that's Rich in Pendergrass, Georgia. I got KF4CKT, that's John in Honeya Pass. I've got KC4WGG, well, that's going to be Patrick there in Rome, Georgia. Looking at KE4VGN, that's Rich in Greenville. Got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got AA4GH, that's Gus, in my favorite city, just because it's fun to say, Punta Gorda, Florida. A lot of alliteration there. And we got KG4PFI, that's Don, and Don brings along Linda, KG4QLQ, both of them are in Piedmont. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben, Ben's in Simpsonville. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine, coming out of Traveler's Rest. Got WA4JJC, JJZ, that's Andy, there in Aiken. Got KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. Looking at KM4RJN, that's John, and he is in Browns Summit, North Carolina. Got KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. Got W4SBX, that's Brad, there in Simpsonville. Got WU2T, that's John in Moore. Got N4CRV, that's Lee in Simpsonville. And my last pre-net check-in from the website, well, that's KG4WNP, that's Landon from Greenville. That's going to be it for the pre-net check-in, so we'll get the decks cleared off for that. And I'm going to go over to a couple EchoLink stations. We'll give them a shot to get on the log book. So EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
KQ4WHN, please check in. KQ4. TGH. This is Jonathan. I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize our two Echo Link stations, KO4YHY, that's Jim there in Greenville, and KQ4TGH, well, that's Jonathan in Easley. Thank you for coming in via Echo Link. Love all of the different ways we can get checked in, get you on the logbook tonight. All right, moving over to the RF spectrum. Tonight being Tuesday, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group, I through L. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control. KO4 Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim, and Simpsonville. Negative to negative. Net control. Look, Golf 4 Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all over there.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Jim, JJKM, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net. I hope you and your family are well. Good evening to all. No traffic, no problem.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control like to recognize K4JF, that's Jim there in Simpsonville. Got KG4JIA, that's Dennis coming to us from Gaffney. Got KK4JFO, that's Jim there in, or James on top of that mountain, sorry. It took me a second. And then I've got W4IOE, well, that's Sid there in Fletcher. Sid, you're coming in a little scratchy tonight, but definitely readable, got you in the log, but just FYI, you got a little static in your signal. All right, folks, Let's move on to the next alphabetic group. That's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4 WHN.
Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. Both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
It's KQ4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4 ONO. That's Lorena, and she brings along KK4 DMW. Well, that's Rick, and then together they bring along Michelle. And she is KM4 MOQ, bringing the family H, and every time I'm on the net, love to hear everybody getting in the logbook tonight. Thanks for doing that, Lorena. And thanks for James, Jim, Dennis, and Sid for getting your names in the logbook. I think I forgot to there. Okay, well, it sounds like we got that group settled. Let's go into the next RF group, and the next alphabetic section there is going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KQ4 WHN.
KQ4 WHN. I made a nice contact a while ago with a gentleman up there on Simplex. Thank you. This is N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Thank you for calling the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4W810. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
WHN. N2SWJ, this is Scott down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net this evening.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize N0TR, that's Tom, playing the Simplex games with us tonight. We had a Simplex net at 8:30 tonight. Hopefully everybody got a chance to get out there and see what you could do without having a repeater involved. But we're going to do that again 1 month from today. I'll figure what day in February that's going to be, but I'll try and make periodic announcements and continue to communicate that. It's always fascinating who you can talk to if you had to and you didn't have the aid of that big antenna up on the hill, right? So thanks for doing that, Tom. I appreciate the report. Glad you were able to get some folks in the log there, Simplex. Also got KO4QLG, that's Chris, coming to us from Liberty. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. Good to hear your voice. And N2SWJ, that's Scott there in Greer. All right. Scott, thanks for getting on the logbooks. I think the next group's going to be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
Hello, 4X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TPD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, and everyone on net.
Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. KQ4ZHL, Keith in Columbus. I speak negative, negative.
QO Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont tonight. I'll be listening.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy. And he brings along KQ4TBD. That's Angela, coming out of Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Tommy. Good to hear your voice as always, sir. got KE4ZHF. Let me try that again. KE4ZHF. That's Keith coming to us from Columbus. Thanks for joining us tonight. Keith, got you in the log. And then I've got KQ4ZYU, that's Alan, joining us. Sounds like he's on the road, so we'll let him be where he is, and I will move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Marking the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you. All on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Mark.
Again, KR4DWT, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Whiskey Tango. This is Nate. I'm mobile in Dacresville.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control like recognize, KI4DOS. That's Gary. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY Joy. Gary, I heard you coming out of an attorney's office. I was coming out of the attorney's office. And you were counseling folks on what APRS sounds like when you don't turn it off on your HT. So, man of the hour there. I was trying to figure out what that was in that conversation myself, but I was so spellbound by what lawyers talked to me about that I had nothing better to say there. But good to hear your voice tonight, sir. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your services as a net controller on Wednesday nights. All right, got also KR4DWT. That's Nate coming to us tonight. Nate, you got a little bit of a whistle on your audio. I'm not sure where that's coming from. It may just be errant noise, but just want to let you know about that as well. I am the quality control police. Yep, that's me. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the next RF group. That's going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Good evening, Mark, and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. At home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling that, sir.
Q4WHN. Hey, please check in KR4FNC. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. I'll be negative and negative. And sorry I missed your Simplex net tonight, Mark, but we'll catch it on another time. KR4FNC, I'll be clear.
WHN. Mark, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, and thanks for running Simplex earlier. It was a fail for me, but probably some lessons learned. 73, to all in the net.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative. Right, Mark? Thanks.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control like recognize, KO4HKX. Well, that's Patrick coming to us from Penrose. Good to hear your voice tonight, Patrick. Got KR4FNC, that's Rich coming to us from Penrose. Rich, always good to hear you, sir. You're becoming a regular on my Tuesday night, so thank you for doing that. Got KR4, Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg there in Hendersonville. Got a couple of folks that either wanted to or tried to do the Simplex net with us at 8:30. I have to say, didn't work out for me this time. I could hear folks down in the noise, but I couldn't pull anybody out, and if anybody responded to me, I couldn't hear them. So my regulars nearby were not there to support me, and I couldn't. I had a lot of QRM for some reason. I have to maybe check the shack. But, you know, it's not going to work every time. And I'm getting in the habit. I'm going to try and get in the habit of calling my my call sign when I get in the car and just drive around on the 146-520 just to see what when I can run into. I've actually had more contacts driving around just randomly calling out than I have anything scheduled, so it's interesting. Anyway, to round us out here, I've got KC4EZN. That's Harry there in Candler. Thanks for joining along tonight, Harry. And again, good to hear your voice, sir. All right, I got an EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control, please check in. KR4CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India. Walter, I'm an Anderson. I'm negative negative. Good evening, everybody on the net. And the Simplex Challenge was a negative for me.
Good to hear that, Walter, but you know what? If we get more people on the air, maybe we'll be more successful. It definitely requires a PR campaign to get everybody out there. I have a lot of people that would just tell me that, you know, I don't have anybody around me and don't have anybody that's going to respond to me, so I'm not even going to try. And that's, you know, you could do it for 10 minutes. And if everybody just did that, you never know what might happen. But got you in the logbook. That's KR4CZI, Walter, joining us from Anderson. All right, folks. Well, we've been around the alphabet, so let's go all the way around the alphabet again. Anybody, anywhere in the sound of my voice, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN.
Hey, Jim. Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo, Quebec, KA4FKQ. Jim in 6 Mile. No traffic, no round table. Good evening.
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Alpha, Sierra, Oscar, KQ4ASO, Chris in Reedville, negative and negative.
Control. Kilo, Juliet, 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI, Jack, Diner, Rocky, Diogo.
WHN. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4WHN. Thank you for being here for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize, well, I've got a good group here. It's KA4FKQ. That's James coming to us from 6 Mile. James, I'm not sure I've had you in the long before, but if I have, I apologize, but I think I would have remembered 6 Mile, but maybe not. But thanks for getting your name in the logbook tonight. I got KQ4ASO, that's Chris, there in Greer. Got KJ4BKI, that's Jack coming to us from Rock Hill. Got KO4JKV, that's Duncan, our net controller from Monday night. Duncan, good to hear your voice, sir. Thanks for getting in the log. Then I've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and Larry brings along Donna, KC4MFK, coming to us from Greer. All right, anybody anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Now is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN. Quiet moment, so I'll repeat my announcements from the very top of the hour. I just want to remind everybody, this Saturday at 9 a.m., we got GARS Fest, the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society Hamfest, coming up at Saturday, January 10th. That's this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. Going to be at the Piedmont Technical College, the Odell Upstate Center for Manufacturing Excellence, and that's on South Emerald Road in Greenwood, South Carolina. It's a $10 ante to get in the door, and looks like it's going to be a good time. There's details you can get on the Whiskey for Golf WhiskeyDelta.org. Whiskey for Golf Whiskey Delta. Nope. Let me try it again. Whiskey for Golf Whiskey Delta.org. Whiskey for Golf Whiskey Delta.org. Or you can just search it for Guards Fest. It's out there. It's easy to find. And it's this Saturday. And then coming up later in the month, we've got Winter Field Day. The Barrage Club is going to be hosting Winter Field Day, but you can do it on your own. You can do it with a friend. You can do it from home. You can do it in the field. Those are all options for you. You can go to winterfieldday.org and find all the details. You can register your location, your club, or you can just find somebody else who's doing it and go join them. And that's something, if you haven't had the opportunity to do it before and you want to get involved with it, that's probably the best way to get there. But you can sit in the confines of your house, drink coffee, and call out on Winter Field Day. You just have to understand the exchange, and that's coming in on January 24th and 25th. All right. As we get through those announcements, I will open it up for my Simplex crowd. Anybody have any great Simplex conversations at 8:30 when we had the Simplex net? I know I didn't have the best of opportunities to get out there. I was busy doing three different things, trying to remind everybody of how to do it. And the few times that I tried, I could hear voices constantly. So I know you're out there, but I couldn't pull you out of the noise. So I don't think I had anybody quite close enough to me, and I probably had a little QRM to deal with. But anybody want to talk about their Simplex experience from earlier this evening, you can just give us a call here at KQ4WHN.
I'm in while I got the chance. JR4LZR Mobile, Andy Pickens, negative and negative.
AI4LZI, that's Andy coming in from Pickens. You got the chance, and you're in the book, sir. You also need to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KQ4WHN. Any other comments, questions, thoughts, announcements? This is your opportunity. There's nothing else to talk about unless you come forward and you decide you want to bring up a topic or ask a question or get some further details on anything that we've talked about. All of us right here at KQ4WHN or Net Control. Get to my traditional 9:30, and if I don't have any other comments or any other check-ins, I will just start to wrap us up here and go from where we are to where we want to be, and that's probably with our feet up watching our favorite TV show or maybe the back of our eyelids. It is a work night. All right, folks, last call, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. You want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call now.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, negative and negative. Hope you're having a good night.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and Net Control recognizes KO4DZS. That's Scott in Pendleton. Thanks for joining us tonight, Scott. Your name is in the book, sir. Good to hear your voice. All right, folks. Anybody else that wants to check in, I'll give it one more shout just because I got one more when I called for it. So maybe I can manifest one other. Anybody need to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
Please check in Tom in Greenville at KR4. Bravo, Lima X-ray. Thank you for calling the net.
KR4BLX coming to us from Greenville. I do a lot of public speaking, and I do a lot of training, and I do a lot of online events on the computer. And I kid you not, every time I say, all right, everybody's here, we're ready to get started, somebody walks in the door or somebody joins the computer screen share meeting system or whatever it is that we're using that day. And I'm having flashbacks now as I called, trying to shut us down, but not really. And I get one more that shows up. So I just sit here and I just flap my gums for a little bit more, and we'll get a couple other folks that want to join us and check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So I'm going to hang out until I get absolute silence. Anybody else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Now is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN. I think we got you now. Okay, folks. Well, that was my first net of 2026. I appreciate everybody coming and joining us tonight. Really appreciate those folks that gave the SimplexNet a try. Again, we're going to do that probably 1 month in the future, starting in February. Let's see if I can figure out what day that is. I'll make announcements on future dates, but whatever the first Tuesday in February is, I'll get that out there. Stand by for my net report, and we'll wrap it up. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to, well, you know what, I'm so far back in the script that I'm blowing my lines here. I'm going to just say this is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Yes, even I can make mistakes. Look at me. 73 is tonight, and everybody have a great night. Thank you much.
4WHN, KO4HK.
Yes, sir, Mr. Patrick.
Yes, signal report.
You are readable, but a little in the staticky side. You got a lot of bacon frying around you, so I would guess you're on an HT somewhere, but you're definitely readable, and we can communicate.
Kind of what I was expecting, but I'm sitting on an HT in my living room, which is something.
It was living room. And then you disappeared. But you're quiet. You're staticky, but you're definitely readable. And again, we can get the conversation done. But I think you lost the repeater there at the last part of your sentence. Right, sir, this is KQ4WHM standing by.
KQ4ASO here. I said no round table, but I have a quick question for the few guys that are out there listening. Does anybody around here run a 6-meter repeaters?
There's a 6-meter repeater up on Bear Wallow here in Hendersonville that you should have no trouble getting into.
Tried, if that's the 53-1300 there, I tried it a minute ago and couldn't get in it. I've never messed with 50-meter repeaters or 6-meter repeaters until now, and I may not be setting the rig up right, so I just decided to play with it all of a sudden, and I might keep messing and see. It says it's 37.8 miles from here.
Yeah, 26, and you'll have a good line of it there, so that's why I say, over your location, you shouldn't have any trouble getting into it. But it is a little funky to set up. I had trouble setting it up, getting the tones right, because there is a tone on the input and output of 100, I believe it is. So play with that, and you may have to change over to, I know it's not a CTS tone, it's something else. So kind of play around with it a little bit, and you'll have to figure it out. If you have any trouble, I'll see if I can't help you out with it later on.
I only set a tone up on one level of it, so I need to go back and check that. I probably missed that. You doing okay up your way?
Yep. I was just sitting here listening to the net and doing some computer stuff.
Did you get you a new job going or anything yet?
Where else you got Mobile?
Chris, I did get a new job. I started teaching up here at a place called Job Corps, teaching automotive repair.
I'm glad to hear that. That's great. That's good for the family and all, too. And that's a lot easier on the knees than being out in the shop every day, for sure.
Out of curiosity, where's your location? The one woman getting on FM 6 meter. I don't know if this repeater is still operational or not, but there had been at one time a 53-630 up on Paris Mount, because prior to that it was up on Mount Mitchell. Now, I don't remember what the tone on it was, and I'm not even sure it's still on the air. I know from my home location, all I could do is ka-chunk. If it's still there, there's that one.
Not there anymore.
Let me know, because I never could get it to it from my location or not. Well, in that case, to my knowledge, the one you talked about Patrick's the only one there is right now.
In their immediate area, and the guy that owns it, he just lives right up the road from me. So I've talked to him. I've been up to the repeater site. That's why I know it's got a good line of sight down that way.
There's talk about putting that on Caesar's head back on the air, but it's not on the air yet. And I can't write it in stone when it will be. I come out of a meeting over here with someone who used to own it, was talking about he might put it back on the air. I don't know when, how, when, or even if it happens, but there used to be a 53410 on Caesar's head, tone of 131.8, but when it'll be back operational, I can't tell you.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it when it does come open, and maybe we can get into it. Chris, anything else I can help you with? I'm going to get back to what I was doing over here.
I appreciate the information. Just one more quick question. Is those repeaters busy, the one up there in Hendersonville? Does anybody talk on 6 meter around here, or is that just everybody stick to 2 meter?
Day night on that repeater at, I think, 9 o'clock. I think it's 9 o'clock. It's 8:30 or 9 o'clock, right in that area.
The few times I've been able to get into it from the house, but it's not very often. Because of my location, it was 9 p.m.
Woman, I'll see what I can do with that. I may have a problem because I've got a horizontally polarized antenna, and I'm sure the repeater's vertical, and that may become a problem for me.
That doesn't help matters when it comes to FM repeaters. You need to be vertically polarized, even for what little I know.
Chris, is your number still the same as when I used to come down?
I haven't changed it in probably 20 years.
Still the same, too, so I may give you a shout one afternoon. We'll see if we can't work out the bugs on it for you.
Send me a text because I don't know if I have yours, and if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer anymore. I get so many scam calls these days.
Because I'm going to jump out. I'm going to get back to watching this TV show with the wife. You both have a good evening, and good to hear both of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Enjoyed it. 73, sir. KQ4ASO on the sign. Andy, I appreciate your info as well, sir.
That's the reason years ago in 06 I bought that 8900R. There used to be more 6-meter FM repeaters around here than there is anymore. There used to be that he's talking about, Caesar's head. Up on Mount Mitchell, over here along the mountain, but as you say, there's only that enough brown bergwaller right now, period, that I know of right now on 6 meters, and that apparently is it. KI4LZI Mobile.
We're on Friday night, just if nothing else, I'll see if I can hear them fellas talking, and I'm going to see if I can get into it here in a minute. I'm going to play with the settings on the radio a little more and go from there. Appreciate the info, man. I'm going to jump off the side, and y'all have a good evening.